Well, ladies and gentlemen, does the name Anita Hill bring up any memories to you? It should, because this woman, in the most salacious manner possible and before a congressional committee, accused then High Court nominee Clarence Thomas of incredible things. Now, we know those things of which she accused him have all since been proven to be totally untrue. And Clarence Thomas now sits as one of the nine members of the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court of the United States. At the end of what was a soap opera that played out on television, amid all these incredibly false and salacious allegations, Clarence Thomas made a statement that I have never forgotten. He said, and I quote, "This was the high-tech lynching of a black man," end quote. I have said via Facebook and to people that I've spoken with face to face, what I believe is taking place right now with Judge Roy Moore, but not just with him, with so many that Rich so powerfully said earlier are thinking about running for office, have chosen to run for office. They're conservative, they're Christian, especially if they're both of those things. They face an onslaught of allegations against them that results in being nothing more than the attempted high-tech lynching of good people. And ladies and gentlemen, if that's what's taking place in America, and I believe it is, it must stop. If someone is guilty of something, they need to face the consequences of their actions, and they need to be found and held accountable for what they've done. But no one in America, we have a constitution that says this, no one is guilty merely because they've been accused. There must be proof. And the assumption and the presumption in America is you are innocent until you are proven guilty. And yet in the media, certainly with those on the left and with, tragically, I'm afraid, far too many on the right or would call themselves on the right, they are assuming that Judge Roy Moore is guilty merely because the accusations have been leveled against him. Rich, I want to come back to you, and I want to have you do something. It's something I've not heard anyone else talk about. If it's been discussed, I've missed it, but I've heard no one on any of the major media outlets talk about the vetting process through which someone like Judge Moore has to go each time he runs for one of the offices that he has held down through his stellar career. Would you talk a little bit about the vetting process and why it is almost impossible to believe that these allegations that are currently being leveled against him, how they could not have come out during the vetting process prior?
Well, yes, Brother Dave, I appreciate you asking that. You know, from early on in Judge Roy Moore's career, I mean, as an Army officer, as a West Point cadet, as a newly sworn in attorney, he had to undergo different background investigations where they checked everything he'd ever done in his life. And he, of course, passed and proceeded in all of those. So that's one vetting process. And that in turn occurred throughout his life in the legal process with these different positions and elected positions that he has had. But the true vetting process has been in these hotly contested races that he has been in, of which every one of them, the three local races that he was in before he was Chief Justice, they were hotly contested. And then as Chief Justice, he ran twice for governor and then elected again as Chief Justice in 2012. These were, again, contested races where opposition research was done on him to the hilt, you know, as much as they could do. But then I guess the greatest example is just recently when Judge Roy Moore prevailed in the runoff election against his opponent, the opponent who spent $38 million to try to beat him. And millions of those $38 million were spent on opposition research against Judge Moore to find anything that they could do. Well, they couldn't find anything, and they started making up things about the Foundation for Moral Law and about other things, but Judge Roy Moore and his business dealings, and they were unfounded, and Judge Roy Moore prevailed, and he won, and he is the Republican nominee. But that is the true vetting process. It has been these opponents that he has had who have tried to dig up anything and everything they could, and it has never, ever, ever come out. I have known him since 1993. I've worked with him since 2000. And we've never heard anything like this, ever. not a hint of indiscretion. So we are shocked. We're appalled. I know that the Bible tells us that we shouldn't be surprised when things like this come up for righteous men, for godly men. But I am surprised. But I know that our Lord stands with us, and he will continue to push us through and push Judge Roy Moore through to the finish line.
Rich, let me follow up a little bit more on that. This goes to perhaps a more personal side. You have individuals, some of them in the Senate, some of them other Republican leaders who are threatening, you know, they won't seat him or those kinds of, in my opinion, bizarre things because there are no precedent for him. I can say that because I've been in office. But that being the case, those individuals who are speaking out, have any of them, be they, you know, professing Christians or not, have any of them ever picked up the phone in this process and called the judge to talk with him personally?
Absolutely not. No,
that's a great question, Sam.
See, that doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me, Rich. I didn't know what you were going to say, but I think that goes to the very, very heart of this whole piece of what we're saying is that the problem here is that we are trying a case by accusation here in the public square, not going through the process, and even those who have a responsibility, those innocent and others, of upholding the law, they themselves have not done the professional courtesy of picking up the phone and calling you or calling the judge for a private discussion. I think that is extraordinarily telling.
You know, I'll tell you what, I think it's worse than that. It, not only did they not call, it's almost like they had their statements prepared before the allegations even came out, because they were so quick to respond. It's like they were reading off of a script. And I'm talking about Mitch McConnell. I'm talking about establishment folks like that in Washington, D.C., who apparently have been looking for anything, everything to be able to denounce Judge Roy Moore and try to smear his reputation and ruin his career. But they just jumped a little bit too quick, but certainly they did not call and ask anything.
Rich, let me ask you this. Obviously, we are still about 27, 28 days away from what I believe personally is the most critical election for the United States Senate in our lifetime. And I think the reason it's the case is because I work in Washington, D.C. I have a ministry there, Rich, as you well know. And I can just tell you this, those that love righteousness, the thought of Roy Moore being in the United States Senate is a thing that is incredibly attractive and appealing to them. Those that hate righteousness, those that are motivated by political motivations only, are scared out of their minds that Roy Moore may be in the United States Senate. So for the next 27, 28 days, I'm sure we could probably anticipate that other things are going to come out, other faces are going to show up in the media. Is there anything that you guys are hearing that would lead you to believe that there's going to be more of this, not less of it, in the next 27, 28 days?
Well, I would say just kind of the common sense on that is that since there's no standard that the enemy is going by, the standard being, you know, is it the truth or not, then I would say, yeah, there's no telling what's going to come out. And I would expect them to do more and more. These are the horrible, troubling times that we live in, and we have got to hold near and dear to our Lord and Savior. And if you're asking what folks can do out there for your listening audience, I'd say, first of all, pray. Pray for God's mighty will to be done. That's what we ask, and that's all we've asked for in this entire campaign. Not directly that Judge Roy Moore would win. It was for the Lord's will to be done. Now, I believe that the Lord wants Judge Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate. And that he will work through him for not just the citizens of Alabama, but the citizens of the United States of America. So we do ask for prayers. And I also ask for support. I pray that folks will go to roymoore.org and they will prayerfully consider giving to this campaign. The world is against Judge Roy Moore. And this is it is such a contrast. And these are the times that we have read about and that we've prepared for, and that we need to rally together and support this man, this good man who is offering himself up for public service and who has done so for 40 years and who has weathered the storm. And now he is weathering this storm as well, but we need your help. We need your prayers. We need your support. And it's roymoore.org. And I challenge everybody to pray about that and go do that.
Rich, I think that's a good counsel. Let me just go here. This is an Alabama vote. The rest of the country are not going to be voting on this. What's been the response of the people on the ground in Alabama to this fight, which is being primarily conducted across national airwaves? How are they responding to this?
Praise God. It is a good, great response. Judge Roy Moore still leads in the polls. Judge Roy Moore is still being able to collect support and to have Alabama voters come together and rally behind him. And I give the Lord all the credit and glory for that. But it has been that way the entire campaign. That's the only way that Judge Roy Moore beat $38 million in the runoff election. It's the only way that he was the leader in the primary against all odds and against all of the money. But it is the Lord's mighty favor, and he's turned back all of the ammunition that the enemy has offered up. And I thank God for that and pray for his continued steadfastness.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Rich Hobson, Chief of Staff for Judge Roy Moore.